This is Fresh Ubuntu, number 18, for Thanksgiving 2006. Hey there, glad you could join me. This is Fresh Ubuntu number 18, and it is Thanksgiving week. That only means one thing, shopping. Yeah, everybody around here is excited about Black Friday. I wonder when it got its Black Friday designation. You know, I mean, is that a bad thing, or is it a good thing? You know, I've heard of Black Monday and Black Tuesday, but Black Friday? Are they anticipating that the stock market will collapse? I don't know. Why do they call it Black Friday? This Thanksgiving, I'll be spending time at the in-laws. It's their year this year. Maybe you can tell that I'm really excited about going there, but I just have a confession to make. Not that I don't love them or anything. In fact, I do love them very much. It's just that, I don't know, how can I say this gently? It's just that they're different, you know? So anyway, we'll be spending time over there, and my wife will be cooking, and her mother will be cooking all day long, and I'm gonna probably try and watch as much football as I possibly can, and rest a lot. Of course, rest is important. Try to enjoy myself as much as I possibly can, and of course it is their year, and I do love my in-laws. And so I'm going to make the best of it. I'm sure we'll have a great time over there. She usually cooks a very good meal. I'm looking forward to that. And, of course, the time off. And what is it with this four-day weekend thing? And I understand it's kind of, at least you get 4 days. But, you know, it's that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday that precedes the Thanksgiving, you know, that are just excruciating at work. You know, you never get anything done, and really you're just trying to tie up all those loose ends anyway that you left open and hanging on Friday of the week before, right? I think, and we should all make a push to have the whole week of Thanksgiving off. And furthermore, I think we should do that also for the week of Christmas. Why not? Some of the schools are doing it now, and I believe some of the businesses are doing it. But let's make this a federal holiday, the whole week, okay? Call your congressman, your senator, whoever, and let them know we want the week of Thanksgiving declared a national holiday, and you might as well tag on the week of Christmas too, all right? So, anyway, we got a pretty good show this week, so let's get going. Alright, thank you for joining me for the news segment, and it's quite unbelievable. This week has been unbelievable for Linux and for the technology world in general, but the CEO of Microsoft, Steve Ballmer, says that Linux uses Microsoft intellectual property. He goes on to say that every Linux customer basically has an undisclosed balance sheet liability. The people at Groklaw, Pamela Jones, editor of groklaw.net, says, let him sue if he thinks he has a valid claim, and we'll see how well his customers like it. Again, it's what they have called spreading fear, uncertainty, and doubt, i.e. FUD. I don't believe has any merit whatsoever. So, although I think it was quite a shock to me when he did say that. Anywho, this sheds a whole new light on this whole Microsoft Novell deal, at least for me anyway, and I personally think there's some kind of conspiracy going on in the technology community, but that's for another podcast, I guess. Second item in the news today, Dell refunds Linux user who ditched XP. Apparently there's a gentleman in London. He did not want to use Windows XP, And in fact, installed a version of Linux. It doesn't say which one, but he did install Linux, and he even photographed each stage of the process to prove he hadn't installed Windows on his Dell computer. Asked Dell for a refund, and Dell actually gave him back his money. So how did he go about doing this? Well, the article states that he made the claim based on a clause in Microsoft's terms and conditions that state Dell, as manufacturer, will refund any unused product. And so Dell didn't make a fuss over it, and so they issued a, looks like a 55-pound refund within days. At the time of the writing of the article, Dell did not ask for the return of the installation disks, even though the customer is no longer eligible to use them on his machine. So, which I think they ought to do, and then they probably will at some point. Dell also has told customers that if they don't want an operating system preloaded on their system, they should purchase an N-series machine from Dell. That's the way to go if you don't want a particular operating system and want to put on a different one of your own choosing. Choose an N-series Dell machine. Here's some community news from the Ubuntu Developer Summit. As we all know, most everything works on Ubuntu right out of the box. The people at X.org, specifically Keith Packard, has stated that X.org will eventually be able to deal with configuration changes on the fly by the time Feisty Plus One is released. And that's the next release after the initial release. So the new X.org will be able to configure itself according to your computer specifications. However, it will not be included in the initial release in Ubuntu 7.04, but will be released shortly after with the next update of Feisty. Hopefully we can say goodbye to X mishaps. Ubuntu wants to ship binary drivers by default in Feisty. And, quite honestly, it's getting a lot of negative commentary from users and, Ubuntu members. But I will tell you this, you know, the main complaint that many new users have is there's no driver support and there aren't, any multimedia codecs installed, that will play specific, file formats. So, this one's sort of a toss-up. I understand both sides of the stories, but this writing is specifically talking about drivers, binary drivers, such as NVIDIA or ATI drivers, maybe even Wi-Fi drivers. Mark Shuttleworth, the founder of Canonical, has stated that Feisty will actually warn you that you're running proprietary drivers and point you to alternative hardware. So you're better educated for your next hardware decision. I don't expect this to be very popular with NVIDIA or ATI or with manufacturers of proprietary-only Wi-Fi cards. But of course, the easiest solution for them is to open source their drivers. A little tiny bit of a hint by Mark Shuttleworth to the whole hardware manufacturing community. I will say that this binary drivers by default is getting a lot of negative commentary from users and Ubuntu members because, of course, it's all about choice. Another thing that they were talking about at the developer summit was whether they were going to include CompiZ or Barrel. Feisty will most certainly ship with a lot of eye candy, desktop effects. The question right now is for the developers whether to include CompiZ or Barrel. Barrel, of course, is a fork of CompiZ, but much in the same way that Ubuntu is sort of a fork of Debian. So it looks like they may include Barrel at this point, and I look forward to this development. It gives you all the eye candy, the 3D effects in Linux, and so looking forward to the inclusion of one of these things. Hopefully my laptop or a computer, my desktop, will be able to run each of them. So anyway, thanks for joining me for the news, and we'll go on to the next segment. Thank you for the offer, you're so kind. Well, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I want to take the time right now to give thanks. I have a list to tell you what I am thankful about. And I think a lot of the times it's good to, you know, verbalize these things. And so let's get on with my list. I am thankful for the GNU General Public License. And now, don't worry, I'm not going to read it. And those of you who turned off the episode, last week's episode, after I said I was going to read the GPL, I didn't actually read it back then either. So, but I am thankful for it because it has given us many, many good things. And first and foremost is the Linux kernel. And from there, of course, we get all the other distributions of Linux. It makes it possible, along with the Free Software Foundation, to give the entire world free software, and not necessarily free as in beer software, but software that you can do anything with. You can redistribute it, you can play around with the source code and repackage it, and contrary to popular belief, you can also charge for it, although there are some restrictions on what you can charge for, but it's not necessarily cost-free. In terms of free software, it means much the same thing as freedom of choice or freedom of speech, that kind of thing. Secondly, I am thankful for the Ubuntu forums. They have gotten me out of several sticky situations. I would like to thank them. The folks there are very nice. As I have been on the forums several times, looking around, what's going on, new in the community. I am rather impressed with the administrators there and the people, the highly knowledgeable people who give very helpful advice to many of us who are new to Linux, new to Ubuntu. Very thankful for them, and it's an excellent, excellent resource. One of the first place I check for help if I need help, and also go there. That's one of my top places to go for information. And with that, I also would like to thank Mark Shuttleworth and Ubuntu for giving us all this wonderful operating system. Thank you very much for his direction and focus. One of the reasons why I started using Ubuntu was not necessarily because it was free, but it got a lot of good press. And I first heard about it on Twit. And then Leo put it on his system. He says it works fine, works great. Several other good reviews about it. And so I decided I was going to try it. Want to leave you with this last comment about Mark Shuttleworth. I just appreciate his focus and direction. And he's given really the community, the Linux community, a priceless gift, I think. And not so much in terms of Ubuntu, but in terms of getting newer people to try Ubuntu or try Linux, a Linux distro. And who knows, this may not be the Linux distro I'll be using in 3 years or 4 years or 5 years. I may be using something else. If it wasn't for Mark Shuttleworth, if it wasn't for Ubuntu, I would have never been exposed to Linux. I am thankful for RSS, for blogging, and for podcasting, and mainly podcasting. And it's quite an interesting little medium here, and I think we can legitimately call it a medium now. And, well, maybe not medium, but a way of distributing medium. But the fascinating thing about it is that anybody can do a podcast. It has been quite fun, has been exciting at the same time, and really kind of nerve-wracking sometimes. But I've learned so much about the internet, about the way things are done in podcasting. It really forces you to think differently. I'm thankful for my listeners, and there are plenty of you out there. I see the numbers every day, and I see them growing. And at the beginning, it was by leaps and bounds, but now it's a little bit here and a little bit there, and that's fine too. But I thank you, the listeners. I thank you for my longtime listeners. I thank you for my contributing listeners. And what I mean by contributing are the folks that send me emails and comments. And thankful for the listeners who have also contributed gifts. I want to thank you all very much for listening. Thank you all for subscribing. That is my Thanksgiving list and my way of saying thank you. Thank you all who are listening. Thank you for these past 18 episodes and hopefully many, many more to come. I'm going to get off this subject before I start to cry.
Place. Put a smile back on your face. Happiness is up to you. You don't have to be so blue. All this gloom just ain't the way. Bet you will be okay. Crying all night, crying all day. Stop crying now, don't cry, baby. Crying all night, crying all day. Stop crying now, don't cry, baby.
Well, I'm back now. I'm sorry about that. I just had something in my eye, all right? Let's get on with the emails and comments, and then we can call it for this week. My first email is from Harry Meyer, M-Y-H-R-E, and he said, when I saw the cover of the new Ubuntu book, it attracted me. I tried Red Hat Linux in 1999, but it didn't catch me then. Bought a Mac and have been using OS X since. When I started reading the new Ubuntu book, I was surprised to read I could install it on my Mac. Had no idea Linux was on Macs. Mine is a PowerPC. The install went fine, not a glitch. Ubuntu is very cool. I'm with everything the Ubuntu folks stand for. I always wanted this to happen to Linux. Mass appeal and easy to use. He goes on to state, my only real problem is I can't use Flash in Firefox. There's no Flash for PowerPC. And, hopefully you got that fixed, Harry. It should work, and if anything, last episode should have helped you. If not, give me an email back and we'll try to find something else for you, okay? My next email is from John Schember. He said, Harlem, I'm glad I stumbled on your show, though I'm not an Ubuntu user. I just can't bring myself to move from Gentoo to a binary distro. Your show is great. I like to keep up to date on the state of Ubuntu because that's what my girlfriend uses, and if she has any problems, so far none, I need to be able to help her. Keep up the good work. Last weekend, I helped my girlfriend install Edgy on her new laptop. One Ubuntu item I wanted to tell you about is with Synaptic. It has been redesigned from how it appears in Dapper. It's a lot easier to work with, especially in the repository dialog. You definitely need to install Edgy. There are nice little changes throughout. I can't comment much on stability, but so far I haven't got any phone calls about it. Well, thanks for the email, John, and thanks for listening. I will soon do it, probably over Thanksgiving weekend. And, of course, we'll let my listeners know what I think about it. So thank you again for your email. Thanks for listening, and I hope you continue to be a listener. Good luck with Edgy. And thanks for letting me know. Another email from Jason Watkins. I remember that's the gentleman from University of Pennsylvania. He emailed me and said, congrats on the new domain name and for another great show. I can remember how much of a pain it was compiling and installing Flash Player for Linux just a couple of years ago. The shift command on the backslash key is often referred to as the pipe command, P-I-P-E. You probably have had a dozen or so messages telling you this already, but just in case you haven't, the pipe is a piece of regular expression syntax that is often used to redirect the output of one command into another. Just processing programs like sed, grep, and perl use the pipe command liberally. Microsoft's new PowerShell for Vista also supports the pipe command. I guess better late than never. Anyway, keep up the great work. And thank you, Jason, for contributing that little bit of information. I know you're actually the only person who told me what the name of this command is. Anyway, I look forward to having Jason on my show one of these days. And we'll get him on or sometime after Thanksgiving, hopefully before Christmas. He sounds like a very interesting person to talk to, and I look forward to having him on the show one of these days. again, thank you for the email, Jason, and keep up the very good work that you're doing. If you would like to get in contact with me, my email address is at freshubuntu@gmail.com, and you can either email me or you can leave a comment at freshubuntu.com. After every posting, there is a comment section. Feel free to go ahead and leave a comment, and I will get a hold of it that way. I've recently took down my audio leave a message badge. I've only received one message, and that experiment has failed. not entirely failed, but that didn't warrant a space on my page, so I took that down. I also took down a couple of other things as well, going through and probably taking out a few more things. So that is how you can get a hold of me, either through my email or leaving a comment at freshubuntu.com. Right. That does it for this week. Thank you very much for joining me. I realize I didn't do a command line command of the week because I think I forgot to find one. How do you like that? I come to the end of the show. I just realize that I don't have a command line command of the week, and I've already used up all the time. Oh well. With that being said, I'm not averse to having other people give me tips either. If you have a tip or something of that nature that you would like to give to the listeners, please feel free to send me one. You can either send me your own voice recording, or you can email me the tip, and I can read it off for you, and that's no problem either. Again, one last time, you can reach me at freshubuntu@gmail.com, and my website is at freshubuntu.com. Please take the time to visit. Thank you very much for your votes on Podcast Alley. Thank you very much for your votes. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Be speaking with you again next week. Please enjoy the holidays. Drive carefully. If you're going to your in-laws this week, I feel for you. I hope you feel for me. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful week. See you again. Bye-bye. The bumper music you heard was Thank You by the Almighty Whispers. Cry Baby by Aaron. I Got My Gmail by Hathead, provided by the PodSafe Music Network.